The roofs are completely gone, just leaving a flat top. The windows have been broken in a couple of the buildings, and there is just a lot of black. There are bricks fallen to the side. There is a lot of scrap metal and just a lot of rubble in general filling the back gardens. You can see straight through across the three houses, which back onto a football pitch and park. The trees lining there are black and the leaves gone. There is a lot of smoke damage to the building itself, lots of soot, and a lot of wooden structures burnt to a char. This morning, witnesses saw a small fire sort of break out. They saw some smoke and called the fire brigade out again, who quickly extinguished it. You can still smell the smoke in the air where the fire happened yesterday. It is not yet sure what the cause is, but I've been told by friends and neighbours that the people in the houses have been moved out, living with family and having accommodation set up for them. The fire brigade that came around this morning have now cordoned off the side of the house so people are unable to access it to keep it safe, and are saying they will try to contact the council to put up a proper cordon later on in the afternoon. Lots of eyewitnesses have said how terrifying the fire was. A lot of them were alerted to it by just smelling smoke. Everyone in that close was evacuated, and Lisa Claydon, who lives in one of the houses opposite, said she could barely see when she was walking out from her property because it was just thick smoke.